Look, Mr. Shahedi, I fully understand your concerns. However, this increase in prices is because of an increase in the cost of... An increase in the cost of the top quality raw materials. But now, if your company has financial problems for whatever reason, or if its budget isn't that high, we can use lower quality raw material.
Very well. Then allow us to inform the business manager of our company about the conditions of your proposal. And if there weren't any problems, we'll come back in order to sign a contract.
Very well.
Mr. Farooz Anfar, if it isn't a problem, we'd like to inspect the production line.
Yes, of course. I'll have Mr. Hosseini guide you through it. If there are any questions or problems, I'll be at your service.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Miss Amadi and Mr. Hosseini, please take care of our guests till I get back.
Sure. Yes, of course.
Excuse me.
Help yourself, Mr. Shahedi, please.
Don't count your chickens till they hatch, Manisha. Have some patience.
My chickens have already hatched. What kind of shot was that? Oh, man.
If you didn't want to give them your daughter, why did you insist on meeting them in the first place? You just wanted to ruin my relationship with Tavakolian, is that it?
If you don't meet someone, you'll never get to know them. You have to know someone before marrying them. Don't tell me you expect me to give my daughter to them without knowing them.
I expected you not to play with me.
A kettle looks around to find its lid. The girl doesn't love the boy. One's water and the other's fire. I can't force her to get married to him.
My friend, it's not a matter of choice or force. If I am not wrong, it's because of your nephew that you don't want this marriage to happen.
You should try say something that makes sense.
That's the truth, my brother. You showed Tabakolian the green light because Bazard was gone. Now that the light's red, it's because Bazard's come back.
No, it's not like that. You have the right to think whatever it is you like. Manusher.
Yes, sir.
It's time to go.
Sir, if you'll allow me to just beat him, this guy's talking a lot of trash.
Time's up. We've got work to do.
Yes, sir. You got lucky this time.
Doctor, goodbye.
Goodbye. Take care, my dear friend. I will see you soon. Take care.
Goodbye. Come and see us more often.
I'd be happy to.
Take care. Goodbye for now.
Take care.
Well, hello.
Hello yourself.
Argavan, these flowers are for you. There you are.
Oh, wow. After all this time, you've come with flowers.
That's how I am, you know.
You bought it on the street, right?
Don't say that now.
Of course, it's not surprising. You've got so much work, you don't have time to go to the florist. Sit down and I'll bring you some tea.
Not too strong, please.
All right.
What news?
You're the one with all the news. I've made lentil stew for lunch.
Thank you very much. It's just, Argavan, I can't stay for lunch. I mean, there's a very important meeting at the factory and I have to go.
That's just great. You can't even spare enough time to have lunch with your wife.
Argavan, please don't give me such a hard time. Look, I had to come up with 1,000 different stories just to come and see you right now.
What about tea? Hopefully you'll have enough time.
Yes, I'll stay for tea. What is it, Manucha? And? Well, I'll be there. Yeah, man, don't worry, I'll get there. All right. Anything else? Goodbye. There you go. Before I even get here, they tell me to go back. Thank you very much. Well, what a great-looking tea. It's obvious that it's brewed well.
Don't be mistaken. It's not brewed. It's from a tea bag in order to save time, just like the flowers. You don't have any time.
Argavan, why are you talking like this? Has something happened?
No. Was something meant to happen? Everything's in its place. Me, you, our secret life. Just like thieves. What could be better than this?
Why are you bothering me, Argavan? I told you 100 times. I need some time.
How long? 1 month? 2 months? 1 year? 2 years? How about 10 years?
You don't understand what I'm saying, Argavan. I'm telling you that I'm in a situation where I can't take a risk. I'm just getting settled in that damn factory. Now, if I go there and start singing and shouting about my marriage, well, then everything will be ruined. Everything will be unraveled. This is the best opportunity we've got in our lives, Agavat. And should we lose it? You don't want us to regress, do you?
You can change what you say so quickly, Behzad. Up till a few days ago, you were saying something else. I don't know. Marriage is a compromise in all aspects.
So?
So what about now? What about my opinion? Isn't it important to you?
Why wouldn't it be important, Argavan? Who am I working like a dog morning till night in the factory for, in order to make up all the hardships I've caused you? I want to provide you with a proper wedding ceremony, to provide you with a very good life, to leave people with their mouths hanging open.
I don't want it. I don't want this life, Behzad. A life in which you're afraid of introducing your wife to everyone. It makes me sick. Why don't you understand that?
I understand it's you that doesn't understand, Argavan. Let me see, Argavan. Don't you say you love me? Then where is it? All of the dedication and patience and self-sacrifice that is shown to one who you love, where is it? Are they just fairy tales?
What did I want from you, Behzad? I'm just saying, take me out of hiding and tell everyone about me. It's not something that I'm forcing you to do, Behzad. You promised me 100 times yourself. I'll tell them today, I'll tell them tomorrow. What happened? Don't tell me you don't want to take responsibility for what you've done.
Of course I'll take responsibility for what I've done. What are you saying?
Very well. There's nothing to it. Tonight, after work, we'll go to your mother's house and you'll introduce me to them as your wife.
That's just great. Whatever I say, you keep going back to what you're saying.
Behzad, you really have changed. You've become cold towards me and our life. It doesn't matter to you. Lately, you only answer half my calls. You're so busy with work and the factory that you've completely forgotten about me.
Argavan, dear, my darling, in my opinion, you've become delusional. You've gone crazy.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I've gone crazy. From you, from the things you do, from your behavior. I'm tired of it. Up till yesterday, he was the sworn enemy of his uncle. Now he's become his best friend and buddy.
Aha. So now I understand. The issue is that you're jealous. You're feeling threatened by the fact that I've made up with my uncle. That's what it is.
Ah. Jealousy. The way you think is small, just like the things you do.
You don't have the right to insult me, Argavan.
And you don't have the right to play with my life, Behzad. You should be ashamed. When you came home today, you weren't wearing your wedding band.
Do you feel ashamed when you go to Nick Carr's office without your wedding band?
I'd love to be able to wear it. This cat and mouse game was your suggestion, not
mine. I was forced to do it.
Look here, Behzad. You've got 3 days to tell your family that you've gotten married. Otherwise, I'll go tell them myself.
Where to? Hold on a minute. Wait, I want to talk to you.
Just 3 days.
Here, you bring this?
Just bring it yourself.
It suits you more. Here.
Hello. Come inside.
Soraya, who was it?
Why are you so flustered?
I asked you who it was.
It's Baha and Nagar. Mom, Baha and Nagar here.
Who is it, Behzad?
Baha and Nagar, yeah. What is it?
Aunt Soraya invited them over. Put on some proper clothes, it'll look bad.
Mother dear, your bride has arrived.
Hello, yes, I've been well, but else. I'm not a wife. I'm
hello,
glad to hear
are
that.
You?
Hello there. How are you doing? Hello, Miss Nagar.
Hello. How are
Thanks
you?
Thanks for coming. How's your father doing?
Thanks.
Tell
they
me,
send
is
regards.
Well?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, hello. Thank hello. You. Oh,
hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you.
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yes, come in.
It's great to see you.
You're well.
Thank you for having us over.
Yes,
well.
We hope you enjoyed
it. We're glad you came.
Mom and Dad, well.
That's
the
hard choice.
We're so happy.
Thank you. What's new? You'll be working in the hospital? Yes, I've been very
example,
well. Thank you for asking.
Center,
and you're looking
center,
very well, too.
Teaching a school.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
How are you? Glad you're here. Please
thank
have
you.
A seat.
Thank you.
Soraya hadn't told me that you were coming. Unfortunately, a very urgent matter has come up, and I really have to go. Give my regards to Uncle and your mother. Goodbye.
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 Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Help yourself, Nagar. Have some, darling.
Sure.
Baha, have some. It'll cool you down.
Behzad, where are you going at this? this
I
time
really
of
told
night.
You an urgent matter has come up. I'll go and
Don't
come
you
back.
See we've got guests? Manoj, come here.
What is it?
Go after him. Don't let him
Where
leave.
Where did he go? Take this.
How should I know?
Bizzard. Hold on a minute, Bizzard.
What?
What's wrong? Where to, man? Why are you ruining your chances? This girl's got her eyes on you. This girl really loves you.
So what?
Your lucky bird's landed. Instead of thanking God, instead of spreading feed, you're scaring it away with what you're doing.
Look, Manoj, don't make so many decisions for my life for me, man. I've got a brain. I know what to do.
All right,
get
all
it?
Right. Look, hold on a minute. It's bad right now. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Bizzard, come on. I'm talking to
Go
you.
Go ahead.
Hey, man, why don't you want to get it? Whatever I do, whatever I say, it's for your own...
I know you want what's best for me. Man, in my life, I've got some justifications for myself. You understand?
Why? Hold on a minute. Look, let me say my piece, Bizzard. That ignorant kid, he can't tell the difference between filet mignon and donkey meat, and then he gives me speeches.
Soror! Soror! Soror!
What?
Soror, where
what?
Are you?
What? I'm here. What is it?
My eyes, Soror.
What about
my
your eyes?
Eyes?
What about your eyes?
I can see, Soror. I can see.
What? Oh, thank you, God. You mean you can see everything?
Not very clear. It's blurry, but I can see again.
Oh, thank you, God.
Where are Bahar and Negar?
Bahar's at the hospital, and Negar's at the university. If the children find out, they'll be overcome with joy. I'll go and tell them.
Soror! For God's sake, don't start spreading the news.
All right.
Let me get to the doctor and have him examine me. If he confirms it, then you can tell everyone.
All right. But I have to tell my child, Bahar. Oh, God, thank you so much. Let me go and make you a really great breakfast. Oh, God, thank you so much.
Did you put color in the PUBU? How many more containers left?
Not much.
Look, you're not cleaning these up properly.
I'm sorry, sir.
How many on each pallet?
92.
Put this back in the wrapper.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going yourself?
I've done an inventory of the warehouse and I've placed the orders for you. If you don't need anything else, I'd like to take a trip to the clinic to see what happened with our test results. They haven't called and Soraya's giving me a hard time. I tell her forget it, but she won't give
up.
Go on. I'll be going. Goodbye.
Manucha!
What is it?
Hey, my friend, I was a bit out of line last night. I'm sorry.
Man, I love you, man. I'm your servant. What are you saying, man? You're my brother. It's my fault for worrying a little too much about you. That's all. That's all.
Well, now, thank God everything's going fine.
Yeah, thank God it's over with. I just have one question for you. Are you scared of Baha?
No, why should I be scared? Is she a monster?
That's right, bro. It's obvious you're scared. If you weren't scared, you wouldn't have run out of there last night.
All right, I'm scared.
Uh-huh. You should have said so. Of course, I'll eventually find out what your problem is. Goodbye.
Manucha! You want to know everything?
Yeah. Everything. Tell me everything there is to say. Go on.
I can't get married to Baha.
Well, why not?
It's because I've gotten married.
You did what?
With that girl whose house we went to that time. Right now, it's been a while that we've been living together in a house.
Are you joking? Yeah? Is this a prank? Is it?
I'm being very serious with you.
Get over here, man. What have you done?
Why are you grabbing my hand like this? Stop pulling me.
Hold on, I want to talk to you. Quieten down.
So talk.
Come here a minute.
Rostampur.
Yes, sir.
Put this on my desk upstairs.
Yes, sir.
Hurry. What did you say?
I said, now that you know everything, you can go and tell them.
Go and tell them what exactly? The hell I will. You think I'm an idiot? As soon as your uncle finds out, he'll kick the both of us out of this factory.
To hell. Who cares? You think it matters to me? If it's necessary, I'll go ahead and leave.
Oh, that's right, bro. Go ahead and leave. There's plenty of jobs. Go pick up passengers. Go on.
Stop talking nonsense.
Nonsense is what you're doing.
I said I love her. You get it?
That's it? The reason for all this idiocy is that you love her? Does a person get married to the person they love?
No, they get married to someone that's got a rich daddy. That's what marriage means to you.
Oh, what am I going to do? You're driving me crazy. What the hell, man? You're a somebody in this country. You are. Why won't you understand? Why do you look at marriage in such a simple manner? Marriage is a golden opportunity to become rich. Don't just let it pass you by, Bizard. It's a unique opportunity to better yourself so you can climb up. Do you know what it's like? It's like a guaranteed long-term investment on the condition that you know who you're investing in. Come on, man. Does a man take the love of his life to the corner of the kitchen and make simple dishes for her? You've made a complete mess of things. You let a golden opportunity slip by.
No, it seems me and you don't understand each other.
Yeah, I understand. Hold on a minute. Bizard, come here, my brother. On my life, just zip up your mouth for me. Don't say anything for a few days until I take care of it.
But how?
I don't know. I'll figure something out. You have to divorce her.
It seems you don't get what I'm saying.
Eh?
Her? I said I love her. She's my wife.
All right, man. Take it easy. Everyone heard. All right. I know you love her. Just give me a few days and I'll do something about it.
Just a few days. If not, I'll go and tell them everything.
Bizard.
Oh, what the hell?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Me
come here a minute.
No,
come here.
I was just
come
trying.
Here a minute.
No, I was just charging my phone.
Give me here.
Sending text messages. I swear, sir.
Falling in love.
I was just trying to charge my phone.
Girl, you have to earn money to send text messages.
I'm sorry, sir.
Now, go back to work. You left the machines unattended.
Why aren't you answering?
It's your husband.
I'm not in the mood, Sina.
What is it? Have you gotten into an argument?
I've given him 3 days to introduce me to his family. I've told him if he doesn't, I'll do it myself.
Good job. I like that. That's what they call taking proper action. You should have put him under pressure much sooner. It's still not too late. Look, you have to close all the doors to him so the door that you want opens for you.
I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
I'm scared there won't be anyone waiting for me behind that door.
It's not important who's waiting for you. What's important is what you're waiting for. A nice life without any problems, or a rotten and miserable life. Take a look.
At least I know what I'm doing. What are you doing with yourself? What is your decision? A lifetime of being addicted?
First of all, I'm not addicted. I've just got a lot on my mind. When things settle down, I'll go ahead and quit.
I hope so.
Where are you going?
I'm going to buy some music CDs.
Those two have been whispering in each other's ears a lot lately. I think they're hiding something from us, I really do.
Like what, for example?
I don't know. But whatever it is, they don't want us to find out.
Negative thoughts will pollute your heart, my child. What's wrong with this sister getting along with and keeping her brother's secrets? What do you know? Maybe the things Argovan's telling him have some effect. And Sina comes out of the mess he's stuck in.
I honestly hope it is the way you say it is. But I can't be so optimistic like you are. Just take a good look at that girl. Not only does she not go to work regularly, lately she doesn't feel like talking anymore. A girl that was as sweet as honey before, right now has become like a bitter almond. Also, it worries me. Sometimes I hear her crying.
Do you remember the day you came into my office and begged me to become your brother-in-law's attorney? What did I tell you, Manucher? I said a crooked arrow can't hit the target. You insisted, so I said fine. I took the losing case of Firouz Anfar in my hands and put my professional reputation on the line because of my friendship with you. Now, instead of you thanking me, you're upset with me.
Look, Mehran, please don't be mistaken here. I'm not upset because the case was lost. I don't care about that.
It really is better that it didn't happen at all.
What I'm saying is that since you've done so much for us already, I wish you hadn't given the case of a single inexperienced man to a single female attorney who's very experienced in all matters.
It seems your brain's not working. You already know she did that without my permission. I punished her for it, and right now the case is closed and they've got nothing to do with each other at all.
Eh? They've got nothing to do with each other.
No, Mehran, it's your brain that isn't working.
Those two are living together in one house under one roof together.
What's that mean?
It means yesterday's attorney and client have become two lovebirds today. They've gotten married, Mehran, and in secret and hidden from everyone they know.
So she finally managed to attach herself to that little uptown prince.
Finally. What are you saying, Mehran? You're talking as though you had no idea about their secret. Huh?
No. But from Argovan's behavior, I should have guessed what was going on. You know how women are. They can hide everything except for their love.
Anyhow, that woman is really making a mess of our future prosperity. If I'm not wrong, she's making plans of taking a big pile of Bezard's inheritance and running off with it. She's poor, after all. As soon as they see a table full of food, they get hungry.
All right, so what does this whole thing have to do with me?
It doesn't have to do with you. Oh, come on, man. You were supposed to untie a knot for us, not to add another knot on top of it. Miran, this is a mess that you have created for us. It's like a rock in my shoe. That uncle of Bezad's, if he finds out that his faithful nephew turned out to be rotten and did this in secret, he'll ruin both him and me. That's how he is. He'll burn both of us together.
So what do you suggest I do?
Nothing. Just help me put the brakes on this relationship. Otherwise, with the speed that it's going, we're going to crash head on with misery.
What about the two families? Everyone approves?
No, man. Besides me and you, no one else knows about it at all.
They don't know? How is that even possible?
Why wouldn't it be?
It's obvious. If a girl wants to get married, she has to have her father's consent.
What father's consent? The father of this bride is dead. A dead man can't give consent.
Argovan has told you her father's dead.
Yeah, isn't he dead? Huh? I'm talking to you. Why don't you say anything? Isn't he dead?
Sit down and I'll tell you.
Well?
No. Her father isn't dead.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی.